This is Roger Molina on Creative Disturbance, and I'm talking today to Reinaldo Thompson. Maybe, Reinaldo, you could present yourself.
Hello. It's very nice to having me here. Well, I'm Reinaldo Thompson from the University of Guanajuato. I'm here at UTD, University of Texas, Dallas, because we are planning some projects, joint projects, on the history of digital and electronic arts of Latin American and, of course, Mexican artists, and as well some ideas that we want to develop for a dual graduate programs between, of course, both universities.
So as you said, you and your students have been here for 10 days. Our program is going to set up a collaboration with you to host graduate students. But I think more interesting is this project that you've been discussing whilst you've been here, which is to develop a solid database of electronic and computer artists in Central and South America. And as you've been researching, I guess you found pieces of the history, but not really a comprehensive project yet.
Yes, that's right. The thing is, of course, there are some institutions in Mexico as well as in all Latin America that have been devoted to promote that kind of art. The thing is, some institutions are, really young or new, and so they have part of the archives or part of the information that we need. And so the same happened in books and even web pages of some festivals or museums or universities even. So the thing is to put together all that information in a single database. And, well, that will be, of course, very useful for educational purposes and to trace the history of or recent history in that kind of contemporary art.
And you'll be working with a colleague of mine, Max Sheesh, who has been developing new techniques for actually looking at information about histories of artists and how they influence each other. And in fact, today, your student, Gustavo Vallejo. Showed some early visualizations of this database. And so I think it's also interesting that you're planning to use techniques of data science to try and understand this history.
Yeah, actually, well, the data visualization is really attractive. And I think even people that doesn't have any knowledge on scientific data or in the arts, they are attracted by this visualization. So, but of course, it has like a very strong scientific component and technological component that can help, our historians in a way, but also other people that is on the field of the humanities or even the scientific part, because it's also about the way society moves and the sociological interests of some parts of the.
But also, I think it's interesting because one can start maybe looking at different kinds of questions. And one of the things I brought up was the interaction between the electronic and computer music community and the visual arts community. And obviously, there's been a lot of mutual influence. And so it's important to look not just at the history of art, but of music also.
Yes, you are right. Actually, I believe that now artists, there are very, very few artists that stay only in their own countries and in their own geographical limits. Because all artists have access to a computer, and many of the times they travel a lot in order to promote their art, in order to show their art, and in order to collaborate with other institutions and other artists.
Anyway, so for anybody that's listening to this podcast, Reinaldo is looking for information about artists in Central and South America to put into this database. So please contact Creative Disturbance if you'd like to be included or you know somebody who should be. And you'll be working on this in the coming years. The second thing that you're working on at the moment is an exhibition project with a colleague of mine, Frank Dufour. And maybe you just can explain the idea or the concept for that.
Yeah, that's right. We are working with the professor Frank because in the month of February, last February, he came to Mexico, and I took him to a ex-convent, 16th century ex-convent, you can feel the pass of time. That you can feel like if time has frozen there, because the architecture that they have developed in that specific part of Mexico is like a temporal. So you feel like you are going back in time. So he was there, and he was talking about the spirituality. I say, well, why we don't have an exhibition in this particular space? I say, well, that will be very nice to have it, but of course we need to have all these permissions from historic institutions and so on. But anyway, I believe that spirituality probably is one of the topics that we don't deal with in electronic or digital arts. So I think it will be like a very good opportunity to explore this subject that actually the arts were like a very close to that idea, mostly when there was religion involved. But actually, spirituality doesn't have to do always with religion.
In fact, a few months ago on the Yasmin list, international list, we had a discussion on the supernatural in art and science. And it was a very interesting discussion of asking those questions again today of what is beyond human understanding. And so I think your topic is a good one.
Yeah, actually, I believe that technology has some magic implicit in it. Yeah. But many of the times, magic goes beyond. And so I think spirituality is something that is much more deeper into humans than the idea of being surprised by what a device or what a new technology can achieve.
So I'm a scientist and a positivist and an atheist. And so I'm not very interested in the spiritual, but I'm interested in the supernatural. And for me, at any moment in time, there are things that are beyond your understanding. And so you have to find explanations for them. And so I'm quite happy to enter into this discussion as an atheist, a positivist, and a scientist.
So this is a very good time then for you to come to Mexico and talk about your skepticism about the spirituality.
I'm not skeptic about supernatural things, because indeed there are things that are beyond what we understand today. But the other thing that I wanted to mention on a different podcast on creative disturbance, my colleague Yannick Yvan Tina, did a podcast with a friend of mine, Aziz Chafchaouine, who's a Moroccan artist. And for many years, he ran a conference on science and spirituality in Fez in Morocco. And we actually organized an exhibition together in the town of Melilla in northern Morocco, where there are a number of Islamic artists using digital media engaged in some of these questions. And so it would be interesting to put you in touch with Aziz. Obviously within Islamic arts and culture, there's a very long tradition of artists tied to spiritual issues. And there are many digital artists actually in the Arab and the Islamic world that are doing that kind of work today.
Well, I believe that the more people get engaged into the project, and the more broad is their culture, I mean, coming from different corners of the planet, so that will be enrich the event. And
and as you know, in our new Edith O'Donnell Institute of Art History here, we're hiring two professors in Islamic art history, and so I think it would be interesting to cross the Christian and the Islamic questioning on this topic.
Yes, I believe that's is one of the big achievements probably of the Institute, that they are planning to have people from all cultures, and they are not concentrating only in European and American history. So Latin America, Africa, or Asia, that they have a long history to tell and a lot of things to...
And often forgotten in the databases.
Exactly, yeah.
Just before we finish, I know also you've had an interest in biotechnologies and biology. You want to just tell us a little bit about this?
Well, actually, I have a friend, an artist friend, that he's a Mexican. His name is Gilberto Esparza. And, well, at the time that he was developing his project called Plantas Nómadas, I fell in love with the project because it deals with technology, with biology, with the problems that we as a society have to face in the future, and we are facing actually right now, that is pollution and destruction of natural resources. So, and he's pretty much interested in that subject. So I asked him to come to our university to develop part of the project. Of course, he was very happy as well as us. So he finished his project, was presented at Ars Electronica. He got an honorific mention. And of course, I was very happy because I promote in a way to think about the problems that we have to face in the 21st century.
Okay, very good. Well, it's been great having you here in Dallas and having many, many discussions. And we look forward to continuing in various ways.
Well, Roger, it was a pleasure to meet you here. And I hope you come very soon to Mexico.
Okay.
And you enjoy our neighborhood.
And then we can be creatively disturbed together.
Of course. Okay. Bye-bye.